producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 nights ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
And we wish that it was on a different night, to be candid with you, but under these circumstances, we find ourselves with you again on a Saturday evening. Kevin McCullough is my name, and not sure if we're going to get a hold of Stevie B tonight. He's on the movie set for his new film, and he is playing a very historical figure, and I know that he spent a long time in makeup and so forth. He was sending us photos of himself before the show tonight. If we have his permission at some point, I may reveal to you the look of Mr. Stevie B in his newest film. But we'll get to that. Welcome. It's Baldwin McCullough live to you live from New York tonight, a city that knows a lot about what it is to be 24 hours after the worst terror attack in a city's history. And by God's grace, it's not our city this evening, but our hearts and souls and minds and concerns are with those who are the innocent victims of the Paris terror attacks. Last night, jihadis, now we are being told they claim ownership from ISIS. We're not exactly sure. We don't have exact details on this. In fact, I was speaking with former Ambassador John Bolton yesterday. He thinks it might be a combination of Al-Qaeda and ISIS that worked together for this, but ISIS has claimed the responsibility. We believe that they were a terror cell that was activated from Syria. There is reasonable reason to believe. Can you cut the computer feed? I'm hearing that in my head. I just want to make sure that whatever channel that's... Is that one open? No? Yes? Okay, good. Because that helps if I don't hear that. Anyway, last night we saw the city of Paris thrown into absolute anarchy as seven suicide bombers detonated their devices. An eighth did not. Evidently, he got scared, chickened out, ran a different way, whatever. But he did not detonate his vest. The one undetonated vest. Seven detonated ones that they found the remains of. And, of course, you've seen the news since then. 129 officially dead. More than 300 have been seriously hurt and are hospitalized. And just the massive crazy that has ensued since then. And today I was doing something. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. By the way, your phone calls on your natural reactions to this, I'll take them all night long. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. If you feel like you need to vent, if you feel like you've got something that you need to save the world in reaction to this, we're certainly going to open up the phone lines and hear from you tonight. I needed to do something this morning. Actually, it was a little adventure. Yesterday, the lovely bride's dad is in town, and he had wanted to take us to dinner. And then he loves the stage play Les Miserables. So it's back on Broadway. Alfie Beau, the very highly awarded tenor, is currently playing the lead. He's played that role for the Jean Valjean role for a little while. And he's back on Broadway. It's like a once-in-a-lifetime thing to get to see him in the season in which he does this. And so Dad's coming to town. We decide to go. Well, of course, I needed to report on what was going on, and then They went to dinner, and I just barely, beat them over to the Imperial Theater from my flagship station, AM 970, The Answer here in New York. Their campus. Their campus is 111 Broadway, and the show was at 42nd, basically, in Broadway. So I had to go a long way across up to north in Manhattan. And I got there before they did. They were finishing up their dinner. And so I slipped into Johnny and Frankie's Steakhouse. And Johnny and Frankie's Steakhouse is a pretty famous place there just off Broadway. It's a little tiny hole-in-the-wall steakhouse. But if you know about it, you know that they serve really good food. And they have a downstairs bar area that you can, you know, order the light plate. So I thought, well, before they get there, I'll just grab a quick bite to eat. So I just ordered a cup of soup and just thought, you know, I'll do this and then make it to the show. And this was after having been on the air for a couple of hours talking about the attacks. When I walked through the doorway to Johnny and Frankie's, I remembered, I was just struck by the fact that it was a busy Friday night. It should have been loud and crazy and everything else in there. You could have heard a pin drop when you walked in. Everybody in the lower level bar area was looking at the two. There were two TVs above the bar. One was CNN on the far left side. On the far right side, Fox News, ironically. That's where they were positioned. But everybody in the room, quietly, silently, eating or drinking whatever they had and watching the stories as they were coming in. And that was about that time that they had reported that the total number dead jumped from like 40 up to over 100. And people were just stunned by that. But you sensed this overwhelming angst across the country last night that was being felt by every person that was realizing what had happened. We would love to be able to tell ourselves that the issue of evil and terrorism in this world is a bygone era. We would love to be able to tell ourselves that 9/11 was really nothing more than a figment of George W. Bush's imagination. That's what the modern era would like us to believe, would like us to feel for ourselves. Our president doesn't want to use the term radical Islam. He doesn't want to use the word terrorism. In his speech last night, following the actual attacks, he referred to the actions as crimes. He referred to the actions as crimes. You know, like cat burglars. He referred to those that did it as extremists. Friends, when you don't have the ability in your own grid to call what it is, and you don't have the ability to go beyond that to say this is not just any extremist. This is a certain type of extremism that is doing it for certain reasons. Friends, you're not going to win the battle against it. It's just as simple as it can be. And last night, it was painful to listen to the president as he addressed the nation, saying, "We stand with France. They've been a supporter of ours in our conflict against extremism. But you know, we will catch the people that do these crimes." And I'm going, "No, dude, you have lost it. You have missed it completely. This is an ideology that has been embraced by a certain number of people in the world." And it is an ideology that believes it is doing the right thing by killing everyone who disagrees with it and everyone who dares to live in defiance of it. Friends, this is the ultimate level of bullying. You want to get the far lefties all upset about the bullying in school? How about bullying for your existence? That's what this is. So I'm at the Johnny and Frankie's, and we were going to go. Of course, Les Mis is a play about France, and some of it sets in Paris. And so we went to it, we observed it, we had a great time. Alfie Beau was fantastic. If you have a chance to see it, you need to. He plays a really mean Jean Valjean. But then it was right back to the reality of what we were dealing with, because as we were trying to get out of Manhattan, every exit to leave Manhattan to get to the outer boroughs and to Jersey, every single exit was a long line of traffic. And I think what it was by necessity, major cities are taking very strong precautions, narrowing traffic, making the flow a little more difficult to navigate so that they can just be a little bit more observant of what's going on. The whole world standing on alert last night. So One of the joys of what we did is when we got out of the play, we went to the garage where the car was parked, and we discovered that we had a flat tire on the rooftop of the garage that we were parked in. So there, you know, in the cold of New York fall, I'm, you know, trying to change this tire, got a bum knee, I'm doing all these things. It's very weird. And we get home. So this morning I go out to get the tire changed. And we take it to the shop, and the shop has on the news, and there's the Paris news coming in. And it's just country after country where in the last 24 hours they'd arrested people. Brussels, Egypt, Turkey, Italy, Germany, Britain. Arrests made in all of these countries, and probably more that we don't even know about, that have connections to what happened in Paris yesterday. And what's the common denominator between all of them? France has a wide-open border that people could come and go through without any check, without any question. They could just go and come as they wished because Europe practices these open border policies. Well, friends, I have a question about open borders, and I have a question about our administration, and I have a question about what our country should do in light of what happened in Paris last night. Stay with us. It's Baldwin McCullough on this special Saturday night. Don't go away.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want Lustig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from Lustig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at Lustig.com. LECIG.com. Kick some ash with Lustig.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
All right, glad you're with us. That's a live shot, if you're watching on Biz Television. Put it back on the screen, Nick. Live shot of the Eiffel Tower in Paris. The catch here is the Eiffel Tower has not been non-illuminated since the 1930s. It was the last time that was, I think, 1934 was the last time that the Eiffel Tower had not been lit up. And so for them to make the decision to do so is a rather significant statement. And this is the second night in a row, of course, that that's going to be the case. Don't know how long that will continue. But this is our kind of I Am Paris edition of the Baldwin McCullough Show. Stephen Baldwin on movie assignment tonight. He's shooting a film just north of Toronto. He's playing a historical character. I may, before the broadcast is over, reveal at least what that character looks like, because he was kind enough to send a selfie before the show. We're evaluating the ongoing conditions. Oh, and by the way, there is a Democratic debate underway tonight, and evidently Bernie Sanders has his people were very, very vexed. The organizers of the debate said that they wanted to readjust the priorities of some of the questions, you know, given the last 24 hours and all. And evidently he still is holding to this cockamamie idea that global warming is the most important thing and the biggest genuine threat to humanity. Man, if that isn't a surefire gift to anybody that's running that's not a Democrat, I don't know what is. How stupid. Honestly, I'm not trying to be inflammatory, but genuinely, how dumb do you have to be to back that line of thinking these days? Let's go to line one. Terry is calling from Westchester, New York, listening on our flagship station, AM 970, The Answer. Hello, Terry.
All right. Hi, Kevin, and you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Real tough situation.
Yep.
Tough situation that the free world is in today. But let me just give people just a friendly reminder before I get into the meat of this call. Right after 9/11, because the French didn't want to go along with us 100%, none of the childish people in Congress, they wanted to ban the word French from our language. No more French fries. There were freedom fries. French crawlers would not be called French crawlers. No more French toast. It would be called egg bread or something. I knew from that response that we were dealing with a bunch of children who were in charge of this country, no matter who what political party you believed in. And I would hasten to remind people, when the barracks were blown up, the Marine barracks in 1983, in October, within minutes, about a mile away, 2 miles away, the French paratroopers were getting out of bed to come and help the Marines that were blown up. Within 2 or 3 minutes, their barracks were blown up. People don't remember that. They were coming to help, folks, the French. And there's plenty of people in France and Europe who have the same mindset as us. They don't want their countries and their lands and their continent invaded. But unfortunately, the political leaders, if you look at the French leaders, they're like little puppy dogs with the looks on their face. Last night I saw someone on the TV, because they really don't know what to do. They've bought, you know, whole lock, stock, and barrel, this open border thing. They painted themselves into a corner with it. I could tell people that about 35 years ago, Europe went through a bad energy crisis, and they really made a deal with the devil with the Middle East to get that oil from there. And part of the deal, it always seems, when you make deals with these third world countries, you have, this is the truth, you have to absorb a high percentage of their population and draw in. And that's what's taking place in Europe. I know people say close the borders. The borders aren't closed. Their borders are wide open. No matter what they take them in, people sneaking in, refugees, yeah, visas, wherever it is, they're getting in. They're changing Western civilization. And I heard they kept playing the soccer game. They got to confirm that. You tell me they didn't stop the game and think there might have been another priority to that. And that's the bottom line here in America, too. People are more worried, Kev. in America about the football game, and can they bet on the game, all kinds of nonsense. They don't have the attention span anymore. And that's the bottom line. I've always said the key thing is we're right on the money. We know what has to be done with this invasion of America. You can't believe that everybody's going to be on board. If George Washington had everybody on board, we'd still be a colony of England today.
I'm not sure that that's exactly accurate. 888-340-3373. But thanks for the call. Don't know why we lost Terry there. Let's go to line two. Walt is calling from Pennsylvania, and he's watching on Biz TV tonight. Hi, Walt.
Hi, Kevin.
So what's your reaction?
Hi, Kevin.
Yes, hello.
Well, how you doing? I spoke to you about a month ago. I just think that, in an age of scientific enlightenment, we have space exploration, we have laser surgery, and I think it's a sad state of affairs and a sad commentary on the state of mankind that, we still have people that essentially are living in the dark ages. You know what I mean? That they believe in these obviously man-made gods. You know what I mean? They're told that it's like the kamikazes during World War II. They're told if they sacrifice their lives, that they're going to go to heaven, that they're going to get the 72 virgins, and it's absolutely ridiculous to me.
Well, of course, it sounds very ridiculous to those of us in the West, Walt, because we don't practice faith that draws us to such a conclusion. And I think what makes them so dangerous is the fact that they do tie it to a religious system, because it then becomes something that is so embedded deeper into their passions in a different way than just a pure philosophical debate. Look, I got buddies I disagree with about politics in the office every single day. We're not to the degree where we're ready to pull out a sword and cut the other person's head off because we disagree with each other. And that's the beauty of what a Western civilized pluralistic society is like. You can actually have a discussion and have room for disagreement within those discussions. There is no tolerance for anything other than the worldview that says people have to conform to their brand of Islam, and that's the challenge here. Go ahead. You were going to add something to it.
Well, you know what I mean. I think you and I have similar backgrounds. I was born, baptized, raised. I was largely educated as a Roman Catholic, but I've become an atheist, agnostic. You know what I mean. And I think it's hypocritical for us, to criticize the Islamists for their irrational belief in Allah, when, in my view, it's just as delusional to believe that the God of the Bible, Yahweh, is for real.
But, Walt, there's nobody. Okay, you're welcome to that belief. But let me just argue this. Jesus Christ is not asking anyone to go out and chop off anybody's heads that dares to oppose him or disagree with him. There is a rational difference between the belief structure and the belief systems.
But Christ said, Christ said that no man cometh unto the Father but through him. You know what I mean?
But he didn't say if you disagree with it, you should be killed by one of his prophets. See, that's the difference.
Well,
thanks.
That's right.
Thanks, Walt. We got to take this break. We're up against the break. But feel free to call back. Appreciate the call. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Taking your calls, discussing the attacks on Paris. We have some special guests scheduled to make appearances tonight, and I hope that we will be able to get to them. Mike Baker, one of them, a former CIA agent, is scheduled to be with us. And then some select conversations that I've had with newsmakers in the last 24 hours that I think have some interesting components to them as well. People like Bernard Carrick, Ambassador John Bolton, and others. Stay with us. It's Baldwin McCullough Live.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Live shot of New York City there if you're watching on Biz Television. Glad you're with us. It is Baldwin McCullough Live. Kevin McCullough sitting in for both as Steven is on assignment. He's actually on set shooting his new movie. He's playing a very important and historical figure of which he sent us a selfie in full-fledged makeup just before showtime tonight. Stick around towards the end of the show. We may yet unveil that. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. We are on sad terms tonight because our heart is thinking about what happened with our Parisian brothers and sisters yesterday. It was kind of cool. They Well, Nick, put up on the screen for those watching at home the full screenshot of the Eiffel Tower, not the live cam, but the other one. This is the tower looked like last night. I guess we don't have it, but there was a kind of landscape shot that appeared, and it was the first time I've ever seen Paris in complete and total darkness. You just saw the silhouette of the Eiffel Tower in black against a very blackened, moonlit sky. But other than that, it was very eerie. There's the shot. And you just see some of the street-level lights. But because of that, many buildings, landmarks across the globe decorated their landmark places in red, white, and blue, which happened to be the French flag colors as well. I believe that both the our nation's capital and the White House had the lights on them last night in those colors, and we'll probably have them again tonight. I'm not sure. We'll have to take a look. But the whole world is thinking about Paris, but there should be reasons why. And yesterday I had the chance to sit down with Bernard Carrick, former NYPD commissioner, who has seen a bit of these terror attacks. He was the commissioner on the day of 9/11, and I just asked him quite plainly, you know, with all the different mechanisms that they attacked with. You had hostage taking, you had suicide bombers, you had guns, you had bullets, you had people that were being killed in a variety of ways. What did that all really add up to for him? And this is a little bit of how that conversation went. This is Bernard Carrick from the former NYPD commissioner. He also worked for the Saudi royal family. He also did some consulting for the nation of Jordan, and I believe also the nation of Lebanon. But he's very familiar with the Middle East. And I asked him, I said, what does it mean that all these different techniques were used?
Kevin, I've talked about this for years, dating back to 2003 and 4, and I've always said to people that have asked me, you know, could there be another 9/11? And I've consistently said we don't need four planes flying into different buildings, catastrophic damage like we saw on 9/11. If we had a series of multiple attacks on the ground on the same day at the same time, different parts of the country, different parts of a state, and I was talking about here, what we're watching tonight in Paris is exactly what I was talking about then, and the reality is no one, absolutely no one, should be as surprised by these attacks. They're horrific, it's outrageous, extremely deadly, but nobody in your right mind should be surprised. These people, these radical Islamic groups have been saying for years that they're coming. They want the demise of the West. They want the demise of Christianity. They're slaughtering Christians all over the Middle East, especially in Syria, in Iraq. And this is a part of that fight.
Yeah. We're speaking with Bernard Carrick. It's AM 970 The Answer. It's breaking news, terror attack in Paris. Mr. Carrick, let me just ask, when we have seen Charlie Hebdo, when we have seen the London tube bombings, and we've seen Madrid, when we've seen in Beirut yesterday, I mean, and you've got a lot of experience. People know you as the police commissioner, but you also worked in Iraq for the Bush administration. You've been in the Middle East and other duties with the Saudi family and other circumstances. You've seen this about as closely as it can be seen. How vulnerable is America tonight as we sit watching what's happening in Paris? Where are we at in this?
Well, I think we've come a long way since, you know, September 10th of 2001. I think our intelligence capabilities are far greater than they've ever been. But the reality is, Kevin, is that, you know, we only have to miss one event, one thing. You know, and these guys are constantly trying to get in, constantly trying to do something. And as we're watching in Paris live, basically, but this is an event that, you know, Paris missed, you know, France missed. And you're talking right now as I'm watching on some of the different news stations.
Yeah, and that was he talked to gave some immediate information about what was happening, but that was Bernard Carrick. It was about 24 hours ago when I was having that conversation with him, and disturbing that we're setting ourselves up in the West for more of these. I'll tell you more why I think that when we come back.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live, Kevin McCullough with you per usual on a Saturday night. Stephen is away shooting a film in the Toronto area, but we're glad to be with you just the same. The whole crew's here. Ivan Quinones taking your calls. We got Owen on audio and Nick, of course, our video director, all working really hard to engage your conversation tonight on the biggest story of maybe the year in terms of terrorism, certainly of for it is for the people of France. 888-340-3373. But it should be for the whole world. It should be a wake-up call. By the way, I don't know if there's going to be a nation that escapes damage from this. We've had it discovered that at least one American was among those killed yesterday. There are several others that are among the severely injured. And obviously, we do not want to see any further fatalities from what happened. 129 dead, 352 in serious injured condition. But, you know, thoughts and prayers with those that are recovering and for the doctors that are working on them. We're hoping and praying that they will not, that no more damage will come about. But this is the reality of what you live in. When you live in a circumstance with open borders. Yeah, we just heard from Bernie Kerik, who said that the new strategy is not going to be, it's not going to be flying big planes into big buildings and trying to bring people down in that way. That coordinated attacks on the ground, lots of planning, lots of strategy, but much easier to execute by way of getting into position and so forth. One of the guys that blew himself up last night had a ticket to the soccer match, got into the stadium. There were seven simultaneous suicide bombers that pulled off what they did last night. Now, there were multiple teams that helped them plan logistics and get them in position to do what they did. So we have to, as Bernie said, be perfect all the time. They just have to get through once. I heard another illustration of it on, I think it was Fox News earlier today. It went like this. We're playing a hockey game against the terrorists. We have to pitch a shutout every game that we skate against them. If they score even once, we die. Oh, and by the way, they break the rules for the entirety of the game. That's kind of the difficulty that we're up against. So I'm appreciative of our law enforcement. I'm appreciative of everything that our national security forces are doing. But I wonder if there's more that we should be doing, demanding of our, particularly of our political leaders. We have an election. Tonight, Bernie Sanders is getting all red-faced, spitting at the wind when he's talking about how terrorism isn't the most important and the most dangerous thing that we're facing. Global warming is. I wonder when they argue that there should be no restriction on open borders. Today, they arrested people associated with the attacks, or at least that they presume are associated with the attacks, from Great Britain to Brussels, Belgium, to Italy, to Turkey. Friends, they came from, this cell was a Syrian-based cell. They had then set up shop in Brussels. They came over the border frequently. And in Europe, you just have a free, come-and-go-as-you-wish-all-the-time kind of policy. Now we're taking refugees, and there's grave concern about whether or not these refugees can be vetted. Most of these refugees are young men coming from terrorist hotbeds. What would it take for terrorism to just sneak in through that kind of cover? I'm going to argue in my syndicated column tomorrow that we should cease all immigration at this very moment for an unspecified period of time. No one gets in legally or illegally. We stop all immigration and we do not accept these refugees. If we want to help them, we send resources to them. We send teams there to help them where they are trying to establish a new life. We don't need to import 15,000 potential terrorists. Kev, you know that not all 15,000 can be. Okay, what percentage of them is acceptable? 1%? See, that's where it starts getting a little wacky, right? Oh, yeah, let's have 150. Let's have 150 hardened terrorists come in. 9/11 was pulled off with 19. Let's have 150 come in. And if the Democrats in particular, Hillary and Bernie and these guys, don't understand that border security on the southern border is vital in this regard. We've had close to 7,000 people of Middle Eastern origin try to penetrate our southern border since 2001. How dumb do we have to be to keep looking at potential disaster and just expecting it not to hit us? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let me see if I can take a call before our next break. Line one, Paul in Queens. Hi.
Mr. McCullough. Hi. Sorry about that. I got a little bit of a cold.
That's okay. But, what's your thought?
My point is, listen, these politicians who are in charge right now don't want to use our troops. They're hiring women, Rangers. They're hiring transgender, gay soldiers, and they won't put them out for the fight. The women are getting raped, murdered. Gays are getting burned, thrown off of buildings, and all we got is PR from a bunch of politicians. Send those people, please don't kill them. Because the other thing would be, listen, if they have a problem with that, and this guy doesn't want to do it, there's a lot of people who die from terrorism. And I'm pretty sure, if you can find, a friend of mine died in the World Trade Center. If you give me a gun, I go with the Kurds, and we get like 10,000, because there's a massive amount of people who have relatives that have died. You give me ear support, because I know this president's not going to do it. And we could go fight on the borders. I'll knock them all off. Knock them all off because they're murderers and evil people. And that's what Thomas Jefferson did to make the Marines. He took a bunch of people, and that's how the Marines were dead. They put leather necks around them, which were pig skins, and scared off the Muslims when they had to try to chop their heads off. So let's just do that, an independent army.
Well, Paul, I thank you for your call. There's no doubt about it that the president, the current administration, has used the military for his own kind of little experimentation laboratory. He wants to see just how odd and goofy he can create circumstances in the military and still call them normal. He doesn't listen to the generals when it comes to troops and cohesion of units and all the rest of that. He has taken great liberties in terms of expanding behaviors to be allowed in active duty that have never been allowed before. And so what you're left with is a different type of military. And not only that, you're left with a military that's following their administration, which is their chain of command, but they're following an administration that doesn't see our enemy for what it is. The president used the word extremists and crimes when describing what took place in Paris yesterday. Extremists and crimes. Not acts of terror, not acts of war. At least the French president got it right. He said it was an act of war. And radical Islamists were the one launching that war. It's Baldwin McCullough. I'm Kevin McCullough. Stay with us. Coming right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get
get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Baldwin McCullough Live, that's a live shot of the Eiffel Tower from Paris tonight, the dead of night over there now, and of course the lights are out, the Eiffel Tower unlit for a second consecutive night, first time since the 1930s, and it is in reaction to what has happened there. They are in an official state of mourning and shall be for the next couple of days. Kevin McCullough in for Baldwin and McCullough together. Baldwin's on a movie shoot this week. And he's playing a historical character. We may show you what he looks like before we're done. I don't know. It depends on what kind of mood I'm in, I guess, by the end of the show. And I'm not in a very good mood right now. I don't like the fact that terrorists think that they've gotten the upper hand on a lot of people. And that's one of the things that bothered me yesterday. You've got this enormous amount of publicity that ISIS is getting after the president said yesterday that he had them fairly confident that he had them contained. In fact, Nick, let's roll that video. President Obama with George Stephanopoulos bragging about how ISIS was all done for. Take a listen.
We've always understood that our goal has to be militarily constraining ISIL's capabilities, cutting off their supply lines, cutting off their financing.
But ISIS is gaining strength, aren't they?
Well, no, I don't think they're gaining strength. What is true is that from the start, our goal has been first to contain, and we have contained them. They have not gained ground in Iraq and in Syria.
That's enough. First of all, he continues to use the term ISIL, which is an insult to the state of Israel. You just need to understand, when people use ISIL, they're talking about a whole crescent-shaped region of the Middle East that does not acknowledge the state of Israel. So every time he says that, it's like a little dart into the heart of our Israeli allies. But he says we have contained them. They haven't taken ground. What do you call last night? I'm sorry, I thought these were a bunch of bandits driving through the deserts of Syria and Iraq. Oh, yeah, they've beheaded people in Libya and in Egypt, right on the Mediterranean River. Guess what? They've got people coordinating with folks in Afghanistan and in Pakistan now. They're not contained. That's an odd way of thinking, that we've got them contained, and here they are blowing up Paris last night. How ironic that on the day that he makes that claim, The morning that he makes that claim, that very night, they decide to show you just how contained they are. Hey, I tell you what, Mr. President, let's stop trying to brag about how much you've done almost every time you have the chance.
Oh, I killed bin Laden. Oh, we got Jihadi John. Oh, we did this. We contained ISIS.
Because pretty much every time you do, it just means that something else is going wrong really bad. 888-340-3373. We're taking your calls. In the next hour, we will hear from Congressman Peter King. We'll take more of your calls, and we will get the latest news for you as well. You want to be up to date on what's going on. We'll tell you all the latest as we continue live from New York. It is our Je suis Paris edition tonight. I am Paris. I've seen much support for our Parisian brothers and sisters across the web tonight, and we stand in solidarity with them as well. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Netanyahu.